Welcome to episode 3 of Brainless George and the Doctor podcast. I am Brainless George, and again, with me once again, giggity goo, is Kelsey. Say hello, Kelsey.
What up?
That's not at all what I told you to say, but we're gonna go with it.
This is the future, and women have rights, so I don't have to listen to you.
You're right. You're right. You're totally right. And we also know now that our president thinks that gays should have rights, although North Carolina thinks that they shouldn't.
Oh, fucking politics, bro.
Fucking politics. That's exactly what gay rights is about, fucking politics.
I don't think the government should get in the way of anyone's want to be as miserable as every other married couple.
I guess you're right.
I think everyone has the right to misery.
I think except for Kathy Bates.
Oh, God, I love Stephen King.
Even he has the right to misery.
She had a cameo in The Stand.
Did she?
Yeah, as the radio host that gets shot up by the government.
She has a face made for radio. She should have stayed there.
Dude, she's great. She was naked in a hot tub with Jack Nicholson, so...
I saw that. Couldn't sleep for a month.
I slept really well knowing that I wasn't the one naked in a hot tub with Jack Nicholson.
It could have only been made worse if it was John Travolta.
I mean, if it was young Jack Nicholson, sign me the fuck up, you know?
But he's not young Jack Nicholson
anymore. Not anymore. I mean, I saw him wolfing down a sub on a boat in, paparazzi photos, you know? He's eating that sub the way I suck cock. I mean, he was just kind of sliding it down his gullet.
And then he gagged on it and pulled it out a little bit?
No, dude, he went for gold.
So nothing like you suck cock.
Yeah, I guess. I guess nothing like that.
Okay. We're gonna do a segment on quitting smoking.
Does it really matter what segment? I mean, we've already started it.
It's true. It's true. Segments are for...
For pussies and Republicans.
And people who make money, which we don't. We print money.
Illegally and very well.
Yeah.
My email address is,
okay, just... yeah, stop. The government is listening. Google sold out your privacy, although we don't understand boundaries anyhow. So.
I don't think boundaries exist.
I don't either. I like to touch people on their hineys, especially when they don't know it.
Huh.
Mm.
Huh.
Yeah, indeed. But it's okay because my girlfriend doesn't let me leave the house. So,
dude, if you could drive, you could go wherever the
you know I'm afraid of cars. You know it. What is this? Just because, cars.
No, man.
Mm-hmm. They scare me. So.
Anyway.
Kelsey's trying to quit smoking.
I tried to quit smoking, and
how'd that go for you?
It's going really, really, really well, actually. I quit smoking, and I've quit smoking.
As she drags her cigarette and blows it into the microphone.
I quit smoking, and I quit smoking regularly. Let's say that. I mean, it's hard for most people to just not smoke. I mean, I didn't smoke for 4 days because I couldn't afford it. But when I could afford it, I was like, yeah, I'll buy a pack of cigarettes. And I bought a pack of cigarettes, and I smoked them. And then I bought another pack of cigarettes.
So you're totally good at quitting smoking when you don't have the money to quit smoking.
Yeah, when I don't have the money, it's not a problem. It's not like I'm fiending for one. I'm addicted to the action of smoking a cigarette.
Yeah, I quit smoking for 4 days while I was in jail. But then once somebody snuck one of those rolled puppies up in their asshole and slid it under my cell door,
that's enticing.
I smoked it till I burned my fingers.
Do you think that was, he's like, this came out my asshole, you want to go in it? Do you think that was, a subtle way of telling you?
And then what I said was, no, but I'd like to put my mouth on it.
So that's
the cigarette, not the, oh, whatever. It doesn't even matter to you, does it?
It doesn't.
No.
It doesn't. I don't care.
She don't judge. This is 2012, y'all. And, the world's going to end anyhow.
No, I do judge. I judge silently.
And out loud.
And to my God.
Oh, that's worth laughing at.
Oh, there are many books that I will swear on, but the Bible is not one of them.
No, no. What books would you swear on?
I think anything by Hunter S. Thompson, for sure. I could not lie if my hand was on a book he wrote.
Yeah.
Especially one like as he had put out as Raoul Duke.
Yeah.
I think that would just be it for me. I couldn't lie. And any of the Lord of the Rings books.
Because you know Tolkien didn't lie. That's pure history.
I mean, it's fact. I mean, he clearly like fell down a hobbit hole.
I think you read.
No, I'm talking. No, I read the first time I ever read The Hobbit was while on shrooms, and
you read a completely different book. You just thought it was down, The Hobbit. You read the Bible. And you thought it was The Hobbit.
No, dude, because I think The Hobbit's a little more entertaining and a little more cheery,
story driven. You know,
it is because I think there's no plot in the Bible, and it reminds me very much of Memento.
There was a plot in Memento.
I don't think so.
Only for art fags like me.
I got it. I see what he was trying to do, but I didn't like it. Yeah. I thought it was a miserable attempt. It was like, I'm like, if you want to tell a story backwards, fucking play it and rewind.
Oh, the DVDs actually have a setting to where you can watch it. Scene backwards.
So is every scene backwards? Would that be like the calling of the devil for 2.5 miserable hours? Because like you play shit backwards and the devil talks, and it's Christian Bale, so you know there's a connection between the devil and Christian Bale and the guys that directed Memento.
Right. I mean, The Dark Knight Rises. That sounds like Satan's coming back.
Devil.
Right? Oh my gosh. I mean, because seriously, if you're a millionaire.
I don't think that'll work in this day and age. If you're a gorillionaire,
if you're a quintillionaire, and you feel the need to fight crime, you're doing it wrong. Because in my opinion, quasi multi fatwillionaires,
fecal matter millionaires,
fequillionaires.
There it is, making it up as we go along.
What up, riffing? Just riffing. You need to do everything you can to make the laws fit you.
It was over.
Not to try and fight for the laws that exist. That's just the way squillionaires work.
I think if we just want to cut it down to the simple fact that if you have enough money to buy and build a house underneath the ground, like he did,
yeah,
in that movie with Heath Ledger playing one of the Olsons.
Right?
Like, I think that was when he had the...
Playing Jack Nicholson as an Olson.
Yeah. When he was playing, he, like...
Whoa, whoa.
Oh, God, we're on fire.
Okay, save.
Not literally. I mean, our jokes are shit. He had put me on fire.
Okay, where were we?
We were talking about Jack Nicholson fucking an Olson in a storage bin.
Right, okay. Continue.
Oh, the Joker. Okay. So, that's, like... If you have enough money to turn a storage, like a fucking, like one of those Mack truck dumps one of those metal bins on the side of the road, right?
Yes.
No thought of it, except for that's where, you know, Dexter happened.
Yes.
And, you know, Olsen's and drugs and Jack Nicholson. If you have enough money to build one of those, like a house under that, I think you got enough money to pay off the cops. So why even put yourself in the danger of going to fight crime? If you got that enough money and you want an adrenaline rush, go skydiving, bro.
You just blew my mind.
Go skydive. You got enough money? Okay. I get it.
How did he make his money?
He was Bruce Wayne. He got it from his parents.
Oh, I thought we were talking about the evil guy.
I mean, there's a really particular scene in when the Joker sets all that money on fire.
So he's got money.
So he has the money. And
he gets money.
Everything burns. I think that's a direct quote from the movie because it was my Xbox bio for a year and a half.
And then, oddly enough, your Xbox burned.
That's not a joke, man.
Continue.
We don't laugh about that. I can laugh about rape vans and dead babies on that, but you don't joke about my Xbox. Like, that's a little over the line.
Hey, I replaced it so that you could stick your hard drive right in it.
I thought that... I'm so turned on right now.
You better be. You better Don't. Be.
Oh, I almost punched you in the sack, bro.
Sack punch. Sack punch.
Nut shot. Anyway, if you have enough money to skydive speed off of bag. A building that, you know, he had those little, like, jizz rockets that he shot off the building that stuck to the side of it, you know?
Jizz rockets.
If he shot those little motherfuckers everywhere...
Spider-Manning, as it were?
Because I don't think Spider-Man exists in Gotham City, because apparently in comic books, except for the Avengers, okay, I get that. Except for...
And Spider-Man nor Batman are in that.
I know, that's like DC versus Marvel, that's a whole different... I ain't getting into that shit right now, because then I'll be up for like an hour and a half, which, you know, I'm going to be up for anyway.
Right.
Because, you know, life and drugs and, you know, Pepsi, delicious Pepsi.
Delicious Pepsi. This podcast brought to you, not brought to you by Pepsi.
Just thought it sounded professional to say.
It did.
But I think it's illegal.
I'm pretty sure it is. I'm pretty sure if anybody out there from Pepsi is listening to this, I didn't just say that.
I did. And you can sue me all you want.
Because you ain't getting shit. I'm just going to edit that out.
I would. Anyway, what we were talking about.
Batman, I think.
Batman jizzing on buildings.
Okay.
And flying down and, like, skydiving between buildings. Like, if you have enough money, I'm pretty sure you can do that legally.
Yeah, you can.
And not in a fucking giant bat suit.
No, you don't have to look goofy while you do it.
I mean, I think it looked pretty badass. If I was a superhero, I'd be like, that's a cool costume. But as a civilian, I'm like, dude, that guy's so gay.
Yeah.
And I mean, like look at that tight-ass leather spandex suit. And I'm only saying it's gay because you don't see a straight guy in that.
No. We...
I'm just saying.
We proudly support the gay agenda to purchase tight-ass spandex
suits. I think it's great because, quite frankly, gay guys are the only ones that have the bodies to pull that off.
Right. And you got to remember what Jesus said about homosexuals, which, other than nothing, was love your fellow man.
I believe in Leviticus, where it cited... Before Jesus. So Jesus technically didn't say shit about gay people.
Mm-mm.
In Leviticus, apparently Leviticus, the guy that wrote it, because that's how the Bible...
This guy named Levitt.
Joseph Gordon.
Yes, indeed.
Because, you know, rebirth...
Oh, obviously.
I mean, everybody knows about Nick Cage being a vampire and John Travolta being a vampire. That douchebag selling shit on eBay.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. fucking balls. What was I saying about Nick Cage?
I believe it was something about how we should legalize marijuana so that you can do this more often.
No, I mean, I'm going to do it either way. I think...
Right?
It's the beauty of drugs. Make them illegal all you want. They're still going to happen.
Yeah.
But I think it's bullshit. I do think it's bullshit. All the money we're spending on the war on drugs, especially on marijuana, because we could cut down so much. Like, we would just eliminate the drug gangs and that run pot. Just eliminate them completely, and they would only dabble in dealing heavy drugs. And then we could just knock all that shit out and not worry about weed.
Right.
But anyway,
or
comics.
Legalize it all and let the people who are gonna do meth kill themselves off.
Just give them Ohio. Nobody wants Ohio.
Oh, no, or a big square state. Looking at you, Nebraska.
Fucking Nebraska. What about the Dakotas? Who's heard from them?
I say.
Last time we heard of the Dakotas, fucking,
It was a fanning.
No. Good one. But no. Last time we heard of the Dakotas, I mean, Burt Reynolds was getting his mustache raped up in there with Deliverance.
No, that was Georgia.
Was it?
Yes.
Oh, God, that's a state away.
That's like two states away, man.
Bro, that's one state.
So I just
drove into Georgia to smoke weed yesterday.
I say we should take Mount Rushmore out of whichever Dakota it's in and move it somewhere where, you know, people will actually want to look at it.
I don't want to look at it. I mean, they're on my money.
Like Canada?
Just plop it in Mexico?
Plop it right in Mexico. Just plop it in there. And
plop.
That's a good word.
That's great. I'm gonna use that more often.
I think if you're gonna plop anything, it's gotta be a centuries old carving in the side of
a
mountain.
I think we should just make it like a different, like, I don't know about
give
that.
Them all really heavy mustaches.
No, bro, check it out. I'm going in this direction. We could just be like change plop. Change the word. Just be like, yo, bro, that's fucking plop, bro.
Dude, that is...
That shit is plop.
That is like, straight already, plop right now.
It already... I'm gonna start calling weed that. I'm not, that shit is plop, bro. You don't know that shit is straight. That is some of the best bud you will ever smoke. That shit is plop right there.
Yeah, that is some plop shit.
And
right
then
there.
Cops will be like, that's adorable. Why are we bothering them?
I mean, seriously, if we don't legalize marijuana soon, we're gonna realize that,
we're doing it all wrong.
Where am I?
Where am I?
We're gonna realize absolutely nothing. And
because we're all high and we forgot.
Right? No, if
he's not though, he has drug testing and he doesn't smoke pot. Let's clear that up right now.
Snoop Dogg walked by me yesterday and I really think I'm gonna fail my next drug test now because of it. He just like he sneezed on me. And by the transitive property of algebra.
Algebrarians.
Yes, indeed.
As we call the mathematicianites.
The religion of mathematicians. They, you sneeze on somebody and you've got enough drugs in your system, you're gonna get AIDS.
Wow. I think that... I don't even have fucking words.
I just blew your mind, Ho.
I just, like, I'm stuck between that was fucked up and that was beautiful.
Which is pretty much...
It's like a rock... And another rock. I'm stuck between two rocks, right?
Except one of them is really well polished and the other one looks like a pile of shit.
Nah, bro. Just two fucking rocks.
Two rocks fucking?
Two fucking... Exactly. Exactly like two rocks fucking. You can't get out of it because it's made of stone.
What up? That makes all the sense.
None of the sense.
Even dollars. No?
No.
You see, and... The reason that we should legalize marijuana, in my opinion...
Oh, God.
I'm sorry. I'm on it now. Is because no one ever murders anyone if they're a heavy pot user. They will only put Chinese restaurants out of business. Because if they keep offering that all-you-can-eat buffet, people are going to realize, oh, my God, I'm just going to hang out here until, 10 minutes when the Chinese food leaves me. And I can just walk back up and get more for free,
okay,
man.
Okay, you haven't smoked weed in what, how long now?
It's been long enough.
Like 3 or 4 months?
Mm-hmm.
You've completely forgot how... You must have completely forgotten what it's like to be stoned. How was the last time you sat in a Chinese buffet?
And thought it was cool to be high in a Chinese buffet?
Super cool! I'd be like, dude, I'm so still... Meet me at number one China, man. Meet me at
number one China. Lucky fun star.
Like they've got... The best, worst chicken fried, shrimp pork rice ever. Because that's what Chinese food's made of, shrimp pork rice.
Yes.
Right? It's all stems out of dog. Right?
That's dog stems?
Like stem cells?
Ooh.
Succulent shrimp. I was just talking about shrimp, man. See how it's all...
It's all coming back around, man. It's like a massive conspiracy.
But seriously, when's the last time? I mean, the only place I've ever felt cool being super high. I mean, like... Yeah, I'm right here right now. Was the last time I was in IHOP.
See, I can't go to IHOP because every time I look at their menu, I realize that, one, I am too broke to be here, and two, if I stay here long enough, I'm going to end up looking like half the people that are in here.
You're going to look like one of those fucking pancakes that they're serving you. But wait, you're too broke to... I say that the last time I felt awesome in IHOP was because I was high as shit. I had a tank full of gas, half an ounce of weed, and $5 in my pocket. And that was the only place I could fucking eat at.
How long has it been since you've been to IHOP? 1974?
I think it was 76.
Right. Yeah, well, inflation. I mean, times are a-changing.
Bacon still costs 79 cents, bro.
As one of the Dillons said, the times they are a-changing. I can't remember if it was...
I think it was Matt Dillon.
I think it was Matt Dillon. or Jacob Dillon. His...
No, dude, it was Matt Dillon.
It was Matt Dillon. I just looked it up. It was Matt
Turtle!
Dillon.
You know, funny thing, I've never seen one episode of Entourage.
What's that?
It's the show that reference comes from. I thought you may have seen it and could tell me. Like, we could clear this up right now. I'm like... God, now I just feel...
Remember awful. How I said I was too broke for IHOP? I'm definitely too broke for HBO. Because it's the home box office. You know how expensive regular box office is.
I guess... You've been missing out, man. I mean, you can always illegally download things, which I totally don't suggest or do.
I hope everyone out there illegally downloads this podcast. Like, there are ways to legally download this podcast for
but
free.
But just, like, bypass it and try to find it somewhere else on the internet. Like,
No. I want you to listen to it and then open up Audacity and stream the audio file and record it through there just to make it more difficult.
And then let other people listen to it so that way you're not playing it through iTunes.
No, don't let them know.
Or some shit, you know, because, you know, Apple's eventually gonna buy everybody's souls, I think.
You know that
they're making a USB for that.
Apple's music players are turning people into humans who like both sexes, and they're going to name the next generation bipods.
That's good, because sometimes I like to watch videos on my iPod, and I can't just solely use it for music. So I'd like to have a versatile iPod that was, you know, down for everything.
I think they call those iPods.
Then what? What? What a...
All right, this was a great episode, everyone.
Hold on. There was some dude I just read on the news that got... He was a tattoo artist. He got four fucking...
Magnets
in his wrist to hold his iPod. Before we end anything, can we fucking address that, please?
Okay, I want everyone to know that I don't condone putting magnets in your skin.
I do. I think it's cool. I think magnets relieve stress.
How do they?
I mean, it's a whole, like...
Are you going to go pseudoscience on me right now?
I'm trying not to.
You're going
to
go pseudoscience on me.
I'm not going to go pseudoscience. I'm just going to shut the fuck up and say that personal beliefs, there's supposed to be some spiritual bullshit with magnets relieving stress.
And crystals, too.
And, just stress and shit like that. And one of these, I used to have a magnet bracelet somewhere.
I had a magnet bracelet once, and it was on a little...
to a fridge.
And it was on an elastic thing, and I can't tell you how much stress I had every time it got caught on something. I thought I was going to pop the little elastic, and it would just be beads everywhere. Because I can... Well, no, they would just stick to each other and make a little
snake. That's exactly... Didn't we used to play that game on our cell phones, like flip phones, like Snake, where you eat the little square in the middle, and you got to not touch the sides? Or is that Operation? I don't.
I think it's both. I think that's just the cellular phone version of Operation. It's kind of like Roto-Rooter snakes.
Yes.
Like hunting for the turd, but don't touch the side because you're a Masto-Rooter.
Masto-Rooter?
Yes. That shit is plop, yo.
Alright. See, it's even got cool. Like, it's already got cool written all over it, because you can, like, extend it and make it super fucking awesome.
Alright, and, I'm pretty sure I'm gonna sign out now.
Yeah, I think it would be best before we ruin it.
Alright, and, the name of this episode is gonna be That Shit Is Plop.
That shit is plop, bro. Start using it.
Yep.
Or don't. It's cool. I don't really care what you do in your life.
And for all nobody who is in Atlanta on June 6th and is coming to see me perform stand-up comedy and bomb in front of tens of people.
I'll be there.
Yeah, she will. Because she's my ride, because I'm afraid of cars. And also...
Suspended license. We'll get into that next time, because I can't talk about cops right now.
Oh, AIDS. Bye, guys.
See ya.